So Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. We know what's going to happen in Jerusalem. He's going to die. He knows what happens in Jerusalem. Prophets die in Jerusalem. And the people, however, are expecting something magnificent and amazing and great, which they will receive, but not in the way that they think. They think that Jesus will establish the kingdom now, the rule will return to Israel, and Israel will be able to govern itself once again. But that's not the case. Jesus is going to be executed. And he's talking about this story in light of that. He's telling them this story because he's on his way to Jerusalem. And so what he says, one of the things that he is trying to make, I think, the point he's trying to make in this story is twofold. One, God is ever generous, giving us gifts and talents. We, like the people in the gospel, have been given coins. And with those coins, we are asked to do something. We are asked to use them, to share them, and maybe to share them most especially in a way that involves some risk and some danger, which was the concern of the man who wrapped his coin in a handkerchief. He knew the master was demanding, but he chose not to do what he was supposed to. And the message is clear that not everyone is thrilled and excited with the rule of Jesus. For us today, the challenge is to recognize that we have been given many wonderful things by the Lord our God, designed to be used, designed to bring others into this relationship, and that sometimes in doing so, we will face opposition, but we will always have Jesus present with us.